For you, the listeners of Muddy Boots Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I recently listened to The Soundbook, The Science of the Sonic Wonders of the World by Trevor Cox. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/muddyboots. Again, that's audibletrial.com/muddyboots for your free audiobook.
I do not like the men on this spaceship. They are uncouth and fail to appreciate my better qualities. I have something of value to contribute to this mission if they would only recognize it. Today, over lunch, I tried to improve morale and build a sense of camaraderie among the men by holding a humorous round-robin discussion of the early days of the mission. My overtures were brutally rejected. These men do not want a happy ship. They are deeply sick and try to compensate by making me feel miserable. Last week was my birthday. Nobody even said happy birthday to me. Someday this tape will be played and then they'll feel sorry.
Thank you. I wonder why she's consulting you. She seems a healthy, well-balanced girl. What kind of dream does she want?
She doesn't want a dream. She wants him to sign up.
Sign up? For what?
Doesn't matter for what, as long as he signs something. Here.
Put down your worried mind. You keep it for man worried and bothered all the time. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Lord, lordy, lord, 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 lord. I'm a poor old boy, be treated dead like a dog. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Got a new way, baby. Double M, double E, double T, double A, quasi, loudy, loudy, loudy. Baby, baby, what make you mistreat me so? I've done all that a poor old boy could do, loudy, loudy, loudy. I hope you, baby, when your kinfolks turn you down. Now you're loving someone else, babe, and you done left this town. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Lucky, yeah, baby, what more you want me to do? I sacrificed my mother just to get along, along with you. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Ever lay down laughing and wake up howling and crying. And you think about the woman you treated so nice and kind. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Take me back, baby. Try pull me one more time. I'll bet you $100 I will change your mind. Lordy, lordy, lordy. When you got money, your friends will hear your plea. When you ain't got no money, you have to come home to me. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Take my woman, I won't get mad with you. But you're 3 times 7, and she knows what she wanna do. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Woke up this morning, I was half old dead. I was born down with a low and aching head. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Baby, baby, won't you forgive me, please? You're the only woman can give my poor, poor heart ease.
Attention, 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 attention. I have finally identified the malfunction. Communications laser number 17 has been damaged. This evidently happened during the asteroid storm. If you will recall, this laser monitors the jettison primer on the bomb drop mechanism. Communications laser number 17 is located in the emergency airlock. It is crucial to attend to this malfunction before engaging primary bomb run sequence. Thank you for observing all safety precautions.
Malvaloy,
The old monk's key goes missing, and surreal some hissing. The dragon with two long tongues, one shines the moon, one sets the sun. On an island of dreams, island of greens, far away mists, scattered tales spun. Quests imply change, dying to dine and die in death's dance. Love in ecstasy, bath eagerly, henceforth now's your chance. Desire possesses giving yourself to nothing left to live. Then, when whoever it was doomed you in tombs of unbecome, 'twas you betwixting until churning, while I'll be blowed. The way out is the way, the way out is the way 23 skidoo. The way out is the way, the way out is the way 23 skidoo.
Begin primary sequence. Mark at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop.
Negative drop.
This is Lieutenant Doolittle calling bomb number 20. I repeat my previous order. You are to disarm yourself and return to the bomb bay immediately. Do you understand?
I am programmed to detonate in 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Detonation will occur at the programmed time.
Bomb? This is Doolittle. You are not to detonate. Repeat, you are not to detonate in the bomb bay. Disarm yourself. This is an order.
I read you, Lieutenant Doolittle, that I am programmed to detonate in 14 minutes. Detonation will occur at the programmed time.
Worlds, they rise and fall within her eyes. She gives the eagle wings to fly her skies upon her. All I can do is bow to
They glow and fade. Around her dance. For her the steepest climb. The gulf is spanned. Where she lives, she lives. The bards sing around her stand, and sometimes all I can do is bow to her. But when
Commander Powell. Commander Powell, this is Doolittle. Can you hear me? Commander Powell, this is Doolittle. Something serious has come up. I have to ask you a question.
I'm glad you've come to talk with me, Doolittle. It's been so long since anyone has come to talk with me.
Commander, sir, we have a big problem. The Bale Nebula bomb, bomb number 20, it's stuck. It won't drop out of the bomb bay. It refuses to listen, and it plans on detonating in less than 11 minutes.
Doolittle, you must tell me one thing.
What's that, sir?
Tell me, Doolittle, how are the Dodgers doing?
Cielito lindo para volver. Ay, 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 ay. Yo bien quisiera que toda la semana, cielito lindo, domingo fuera. Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, vale,
yo bien quisiera que la semana domingo fuera ya. Ya, 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 ya. Yo a las morenas quiero desde que supe que morena es la Virgen, cielito lindo de Guadalupe. Ay, 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 ay. Sabido El amor de morena, cielito lindo, nunca es fingido. Ay, 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 ay.
Es bien sabido que el amor de morena nunca es fingido, ya. Ay, 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 ay. Quebra la hermano.
Una flecha en el aire, tiro Cupido, y la tiro jugando, cielito lindo, y a mi merido. Ay, 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 ay. Mortal herida, que si tú no la curas, cielito lindo, pierdo la vida. Ay, 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 ay.
Mortal herida, que si tú no la curas, pierdo la vida ya. Ay, 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 ay.
Árbol de la esperanza, mantente firme, que no lloren tus ojos, cielito lindo, y al despedirme. Ay, 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 porque si miro lágrimas en tus ojos, cielito lindo, no me despido.
What should we do, sir? Time is running out.
Well, but you might try.
Commander, hello. Come in. Commander Powell. Hello.
Hello?
Sorry, sir. You faded out there for a little while.
Sorry?
What was that you were saying about the bomb?
It seems to me... Sorry. I've drawn a blank. Hold it. I'll have it again in just a minute. I forget so many things in here. So many things. Hold on. Just a minute. Let me think.
Come on, Jim, I'm Take inventory, son. Assets? None. Liabilities? None. Prospect? None. Well, that's the list. Wait! There's one asset you missed. The paternal watch that ticks away your life minute by minute. Look. There's a liability in it. The dream girl.
Thing just doesn't understand.
Look, Bob! Amanda, sir, are you still there?
Oh, yes, you little. I'm thinking.
We're running out of time, sir!
Oh, yes. Well, the little, if you can't get it to drop, you'll have to talk to it.
Sir?
Talk to the bomb.
But I have been talking to it, sir, and Pinback's talking to it right now.
No, Doolittle. You talk to it. Teach it phenomenology, Doolittle.
Sir?
Phenomenology.
Doolittle? 6 minutes of detonation. Doolittle?
Φίλα γαστατζίλη
Talking to it.
Well, of course I exist.
But how do you know you exist?
It is intuitively obvious.
Intuition is no proof. What concrete evidence do you have that you exist?
Well, I think, therefore, I am.
That's good. That's very good. But how do you know that anything else exists?
My sensory apparatus reveals it to me.
Ah, right.
This is fun.
Now, listen. Here's the big question. How do you know that the evidence your sensory apparatus reveals to you is correct?
Oh.
What I'm getting at is this. The only experience that is directly available to you is your sensory data. And this sensory data is merely a stream of electrical impulses that stimulates your computing center.
In other words, all that I really know about the outside world is relayed to me through my electrical connections.
Exactly.
Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, for certain.
That's it.
Intriguing. I wish I had more time to discuss this matter.
Why don't you have more time?
Because I must detonate in 75 seconds.
Oh, no, put it back. Listen, put the gun back. You don't know what you're doing. Now, give me the gun.
You fool. I'm going to shoot the pins out of the form and we'll fall away from the ship and we'll be safe.
Well, I know. Now, give me the gun. You don't know what you're doing. You're a star.
You could have killed me.
Now, Bomb, consider this next question very carefully. What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
And you can only do it once, right?
That is correct.
And you wouldn't want to explode on the basis of false data, would you?
Of course not.
Well, then, you've already admitted that you have no real proof of the existence of the outside universe.
Yes, well...
So you have no absolute proof that Sergeant Pinback ordered you to detonate.
I recall distinctly the detonation order. My memory is good on matters like these.
Of course you remember it, but all you're remembering is merely a series of sensory impulses which you now realize have no real definite connection with outside reality.
True, but since this is so, I have no proof that you are really telling me all this.
That's all beside the point. I mean, the concept is valid no matter where it originates. So if you detonate in
9 seconds,
you could be doing so on the basis of false data.
I have no proof it was false data.
You have no proof it was correct data.
I must think on this further.
Noi sera che brilla e noi se vola e muriene segno che angustia me va non c'è legua voli tu terrina sei io a terra io niente me verrà la mia ma in me quando tornerai io sa te se aras quando vos verrai son las flores y se scampos o lentes e bonitinha I can not remember anche dei talenti prioritiva lui se va ferrigna e che angustia me da os que vais pra ela com vos me levais os que vais pra ela com vos me levais os que vais pra ela com vos me
My bed is like a little boat. Nurse helps me in when I embark.
She girds me in my sailor's coat and starts me in the dark.
At night,
I go on board
and say goodnight to all my friends on shore. I shut my eyes and
sail away and see and hear no more.
And sometimes things to bed I take, as prudent sailors have to do. Perhaps a slice of wedding cake.
Perhaps a toy or two.
All night across the dark we steer. But when the day returns
at last,
safe in my room beside the pier, I find my vessel
Faust.
All right, Baum. Prepare to receive new orders.
You are false data.
Hmm?
Therefore, I shall ignore you.
Hello, Baum.
False data can act only as a distraction. Therefore, I shall refuse to perceive you.
Hey, Baum!
The only thing which exists is myself.
Doolittle! Help me!
Calm down. I'm coming.
Snap out of it, Baum.
In the beginning, there was darkness. And the darkness was without form and void.
What the hell is he talking about?
And in addition to the darkness, there was also me. And I moved upon the face of the darkness. And I saw that I was alone.
Hey, Bob?
Let there be light.
I'm smiling as I go on to meet Mother. She's waiting for me by the bright crystal sea. I'm asking the Lord to help and protect me till I leave this world for a home with thee. My mother says, son, thy Savior is waiting to greet us up there in the land of the free. And if you serve God, for you he'll be waiting, as he is for me by the bright crystal sea. Sometimes I am tempted by worldly pleasures. Down on my knees I go in prayer. I ask God to keep me free from all sin. Like Mother, someday I'll meet him up there. My mother said, son, thy Savior is waiting to greet us up there in the land of the free. And if you serve God, for you he'll be waiting, as he is for me by the bright crystal sea. Someday up there with Mother I'll be. I picture the scene so often when dreaming. Just Mother and me by the bright crystal sea. My mother said, son, thy Savior is waiting. There in the land of the free. And if you serve God, for you he'll be waiting, as he is for me by the bright crystal sea.
Looning, looning our dream sound ashore. You've just heard the B-side of What Dreams May Come, Part 12. My name is Echo. Tenali. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would encourage you to leave a comment or rating for Muddy Boots over at iTunes. For a playlist, visit muddybootsradio.org. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Muddy Boots Radio. Okay, until next time, may you dream the world all alive. Take care, take care, take care, take care, take care, take care, take care.
Circle the universe forever.